Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
You made a boo-boo.
I did a Joe-ism. Welcome on board, everybody. It's the WKOK Live.
Don't blame me for your mistakes.
No, I did the mistake, right? But it was definitely a brain lapse, similar to the many brain lapses that...
That I have?
I don't want to say that. That just sounds so insulting. I don't want to be insulting.
Oh, that's all right. I can take it.
I'm trying to help glue the country back together. On the Mark is sponsored.
You're failing miserably.
On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. I'll give you a great story about the Sunbury Motor Company. One of our good local residents went down there to find a used truck, needs a used pickup truck to haul some stuff around. And guess what he drove away in? A 2019 F-150, brand new. Technically, in the world of trucks these days, it would be considered a leftover, if you wanted to call it that, but he didn't, and they didn't. It's a brand new truck for him, less than $40,000, has the six-foot bed that he needed, and it's got a double cab for his whole family, and that truck is tricked out super nice. So that's what's happening at the Sunbury Motor Company. They got the 2019s have super extra deluxe, wonderful prices, and the 2020s are there. So you can find out what the next line of trucks is going to look like and get lined up in one. You can do this at the Sunbury Motor Company on 4th Street in Sunbury or Routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf. Maybe an F-150 is a little too large for you. Well, they got lots of Ford Rangers there and dozens of other types of Ford cars and trucks. Hyundai, Lincoln, and Kia are there. And they're also wonderful service bays for big trucks and vehicles of all types. Plus the quick lane for...
They do any towing?
They do. They are master towing service.
Are they? Okay.
That comes from a certification, and they have damage-free towing. They've been using rollbacks before it was hip, and they make sure that your vehicle gets where you need it to go on a rollback or if a hook is necessary, but they'll take good care of it nonetheless. Nowadays, they pick them up with the front tires, and it's a super way to move your busted vehicle around. That's at the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. So we just hope that you'll patronize our good sponsor. Our toll-free line is now open, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can text us at 70236. We would just love to hear from you. That's the Text Connect system. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mark. Why may I say how... Oh, I don't have to say that.
You're done. You're done. I do look good, though, don't I?
Yes, you do. You look very
dapper today. This is
actually
a shade of pink. I didn't even realize it. It's Dress Pink Wednesday, so I wore this.
And real men don't wear pink, Mark.
I never heard that. I think real men do
wear
pink.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pink.
We don't eat quiche.
Oh, okay. Well,
or wear pink.
I don't really like quiche, but I like pink.
I know, and you look good in it, too.
Thank you. Even one could say, not contractually obligated to do so, but you could say
that you're strikingly handsome.
Right, you would. All right, so welcome on board, everybody. Did you stay up late to watch the debates?
No, I caught, DVR'd it and caught some of it this morning, and then I watched the talking heads on all three cable networks to see who won, who lost, what the general consensus was.
Yeah, wasn't it fabulous. Just the best debate
ever. Oh, it was
ever.
A waste of time.
Well,
you know, there you are. You're Mr. Environmental, and they never touched on the environment. Never said a word about it.
I believe one of the candidates mentioned how important climate is.
Well, they weren't asking any questions about
it. There's 18 critical topics in the U.S., and they did 12 of them last night.
And the last topic they asked about, what's his name? Who was the Anderson Cooper?
Mm-hmm.
Asked about President Bush and, what's her name? Oh, the comedian.
See, this is a Joeism. Oh,
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres, yeah.
Thank you.
Ask about that. You know, and amazingly, the people on the far left are just going insane because she sat down and had a decent conversation with somebody on the opposite side of the aisle. Gee, I thought we were striving for love and inclusion and generosity and...
Wasn't she a guest?
All this good stuff, huh? Yeah, she was a guest at the game, and he was part owner of the team at one point. I don't know whether he still is or not.
He still has ties to the team, but not ownership.
Okay, well, in any event, that was what they asked about on the debate last night.
Well, I just think the whole debate was fabulous. I think it made it very clear whose leadership, who's not.
Like Mr. Steyer having to ask for applause for his line that everybody on stage is more compassionate, more caring, more intellectually capable and fit for the job.
You're not impressed with him as a potential candidate
or
as a candidate?
Not at all. I'll tell you who I still like. Well, Buttigieg had a good night. I mean, I thought he did.
Absolutely.
Thought he did very well.
So did Beto. So did Elizabeth
Warren.
Oh,
Beto did terribly. You got to be kidding! My gosh, they ate his lunch.
Well, you're perfectly mistaken. But anyway, go ahead.
I think Bernie was a little stronger than I thought he would be, just coming back off a heart attack.
Yeah, I thought he'd look weak.
And of course, they all came back after Elizabeth Warren, and again, she refuses. They ask her a yes or no question. She won't say yes or no.
Oh my gosh, Joe! I don't think we're watching the same debate.
They ask her if taxes, like five times she's been asked, will your health care plan, Medicare for All, require raising taxes on the middle class? And she will not say yes or no.
I think
Bernie's at least honest. No, she didn't say no.
Well, she will.
She would not.
Given the opportunity.
Bernie admits quite frankly that the taxes will go up, but he says that there'll be savings. At least one of the other candidates, I forget who it was, it may have been Buttigieg, who said to her, the American people want to know who's going to get the invoice. And I think that's true. If you're going to talk about Medicare for All, who's going to pay for it?
Right, okay. So maybe that's...
And the estimate was $34 trillion over 10 years. Where are we going to get that?
Well, I think if we tax the wealthy and...
Of course. Let's soak the rich. Forgive me. I forgot the most obvious answer.
Not soak. Joe, you've been a millionaire for so long, you've forgotten the fact that people are calling for fairness, not soaking. And they would like you to say this, pay the same tax rate as somebody who earns $20,000 a year, or $30,000, or $40,000, or $50,000, or $60,000. Just the
Why
normal
should I pay
tax
the same?
Rate.
Well, that's giving me a tax cut because over the years I paid more than people in lower tax brackets, and there are people above me who paid considerably more than I did.
Well, your peers in the upper echelon.
That's right. With those of us who light our cigars with $50 bills, right?
Right. Well, I'm sorry. The upper 10% of the U.S. pays no taxes. There was some conversation about that last night of making taxes fair. I'm not interested in soaking the rich. I think it's time in the U.S. that even if it takes you using a flat tax, that we have fair taxes.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
I believe everybody should pay something.
Well, that's what I just argued.
You're saying soak the rich.
Give me that. I said a fair rate. If everybody has to pay 20%, like let's suppose you have some cutoff where 20 grand, you don't have income, you don't have to pay taxes.
Somebody
makes
$25,000 a year. How much in tax should they pay? In Marktopia. What would the tax rate of Marktopia be?
I don't know.
Be?
What are tax rates? Like 6% or something?
So, all right,
whatever.
So
let's suppose...
What about somebody makes twice that amount?
Why doesn't everybody pay 10%? What's so wrong with a flat tax
rate? Well, because
rate?
That's unfair to the poorer people.
Well, not if you have a cutoff at $20,000 or something.
Oh, so now you have a cutoff. I thought you wanted a flat tax that everybody paid.
All right. Joe and I did not watch the same debate last night. Which one did you watch, folks? Give us a buzz. 1-800.
I'd rather have a flat tax than a flat head.
Okay, that's fine. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Give us a buzz. We're talking about the debate. Joe thought it was a waste of time.
No, I didn't think it was a waste of time.
You just said it was a waste of time.
I think it was from the standpoint of anything substantive coming out of it. There were too many people on the stage. It's terrible to say, and I realize the Democrats are trying to be fair within their own party, and I don't blame them for that.
It's time to get rid
of Mr. 12 candidates on the stage was far too many to anything meaningful to come out of it.
Time to get rid of Mr. Yang.
If they'd have taken the six leading candidates out, or else, you know, I would say the six top candidates, but 12 is just too many. Even when they had 20 in the field, they split it up 10 over two nights. They never had 12 on the stage
before.
Who would
you get rid of in the field? Three.
Well, I would think anybody below 5%.
No. Who? Name names.
Yang,
yes.
Steyer
yes.
could go.
Yes.
And I would get Beto O'Rourke out of there.
Okay.
I think he's a waste of time.
Gabbard, get rid of her.
No, I like Kelsey Gabbard. I think she's got some decent ideas.
1-800-795-9565. What do you think about last night? We would just love to hear from you. Lance, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you bet. Why, you know, your flat tax is God's tax.
No, that's true. Yeah, good point. That? It's a tithe. That's funny.
Yeah.
You could do 20% of your income.
Yeah. And at that time, that was the government, also the church. The church was the government back when. So 10% was what it was. And that's the reason why our Quaker forebears made it so we could not have a regressive income tax. It had to affect everybody the same. So... So it's just something to throw out there.
But it doesn't affect everybody. Our taxes don't affect everybody the same. You know, I think it's terrible when big corporations don't pay a cent in tax, even though they have loopholes. You know, I think we ought to close these loopholes and make the system fairer. But I don't think you do it by soaking the rich.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever taken a look at what the actual profit is in proportion to how much is invested in any of this of the S&P 500? Have you ever looked at that percentage?
Oh, I do that all the time, Lance. That's how I spend my evenings.
Well, no, it's what I'm saying is before you start blasting them, shouldn't you look at their profit on revenue?
Well, but not all of them do. There are too many stories of companies that are failing that give large bonuses to their executives and golden parachutes for them to get out if the company fails. I think there's got to be fairness in this process somewhere.
Well, see, that deal then, they have to give them the same deal they give the athletes. If a guy gets out there and he has a contract for, you know, umpteen zillions of dollars and he breaks his leg or he decides he's going somewhere else, they still got to pay. And that's it. If you want those CEOs, they compete for them the same way a athletic team competes for its athletes. And they have to do that. It's just that simple.
What should we do to America's tax overhaul? What's your view on this, Lance?
Well, the deal is, no matter who's being taxed, the only person that ever gave the money to that corporation was the person that bought the product. Isn't that correct?
Oh, no, they have investment monies. Corporations have investments and sales of various things.
Yeah, the investments, of course, are held by the shareholders. And that could be anybody's pension fund, especially the state pension funds.
Investments are held by the shareholders. The shareholders are investors, and money that companies invest goes into funds and ideas and projects and things like that.
But really, what does that have to do with the Democratic
debate? Yeah, never
mind.
Yeah, we're way off base here. Anything else, Lance?
Well, yeah, yesterday was the day of pro-life day of silent solidarity, which is, of course, what everybody did. We prayed that folks that now think that abortion is just the greatest thing in the world would one day actually see what they're doing and see the light.
Gotcha. All right.
And,
noted.
And during that time, of course, I thought about Planned Parenthood and the legacy brought there, of course, by Margaret Sanger.
Oh, yeah, we got to bring her up. And drinking. And
hey,
don't forget alcohol.
And how proud she would be today. Because, of course, one of her dreams was to remove the black genes from the human gene pool. And they're doing a great job of it. Because 13% of the population is enduring 36% of the abortions.
All right.
So I say they're doing a good job. What do you think?
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Lance. Really appreciate it. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We got to take a quick break. Which debate did you see last night? Joe says, waste of time. I thought it was fabulous. I saw some real presidential leadership across the stage. We could eliminate a couple of folks. I like Joe's list.
I like your rosy scenario glasses. Boy, you saw something nobody else saw.
Well, I think you're backward thinking. I'm forward thinking. And that's the way we see things differently. 1-800-795-9565. What was your view? What did you see on TV last night?
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Let's see. Debate right in the middle, please.
I watched some of it. Boring, repetitive, nothing new. Well, I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure I saw anything new. It was very exciting to see them. What was new is that they're behaving as wonderful potential leaders.
Oh, yes, of course. They're so dignified.
Oh, they are. I just thought they did a fabulous job. I was getting a warm feeling the whole time. It was
I won't
great.
Touch that one with a 10-foot pole. Then we have one of our writers says, Elizabeth Warren said she wouldn't sign a bill for health insurance if it raised taxes on middle class and lower income.
Yeah, you just missed it.
Bob, but she wouldn't say yes or no to that question.
Right. You want a yes or no, but
well, even,
the actual
even
answer
Pete Buttigieg
matter.
Said you were asking a yes or no question. You didn't give a yes or no answer. And the moderator even said, yes or no, Senator Warren. Would your health Medicare for all raise taxes on the middle class? And she wouldn't say yes or no.
1-800-795-9565. I got some open
lines. Nobody asked her if she'd sign the bill. Oh, they asked her yes or no.
We got some open lines. Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in. What did you see last night?
And good morning. Well, I watched every Democratic debate they had, so I don't just watch Trump rallies, but they only got their biggest applause is when they said something negative about the President Trump. Everybody cheered when they figured they could get him out of office. That would be the biggest thing. But they don't make no connection with the people that they're running for. They don't make the connection. Trump makes a connection with his audience.
It's a visceral reaction. It's like a digestive issue.
And he loves them, Mark. You can tell the love there between Trump and his people. They love him. He loves them. The Democrats aren't making no connection. Not a one of them could ever conduct a rally and have any enthusiasm, except if it would be negative against Trump. Trump was the elephant in the room last night in that whole debate.
Dan, you think you could be an objective observer as to whether a Democratic candidate like the ones you saw last night connect with anybody, and Mr. Trump does connect with people? Now, I know President Trump certainly knows how to work a crowd. He had him yelling, Donald, 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 last week at the rallies. I thought, boy, that is lemming behavior if I ever saw it. But you don't think the Democrats could have any connection? Objectively, you think you're an objective viewer of that?
Yeah, I don't think they can. They have the enthusiasm that Trump crowds get. It's not that they worship Trump or he worships the people. It's that he made a connection with the silent majority. I consider myself one of the silent majority that's been neglected ever since Goldwater didn't win in 1964. We had no voice.
But you know,
I'm going to say Reagan made a sort of a comeback. I'm going to agree with you there, Joe. I'm
not. What I was going to say is, I don't. You can't just say that he's making a connection with his audience. Adolf Hitler made a connection with his audience. The question is, what does he do with that connection? Does he use it to bring the country back together, or to insult people? Now, I like what President Trump is doing policy-wise, except for Syria, but I don't think he's uniting the country.
Did you see last week where he said that Joe Biden kissed President Barack Obama's backside? You saw that, and you think that's presidential good connection?
Well, it's here's the thing. He came into the presidential races when nothing was being done. No one would stand up for the silent majority. And now, as shocking as it is, Mark, to you and a lot of us, in our mind, we were thinking a lot of the things that President Trump says. We were thinking the media is getting more corrupt, and they've become more corrupted since Trump got in. We were thinking there is a lot of kissing going on in politics. And we're thankful no one's kissing Trump. He has a connection with the voter, and that's what we like about him. He says a lot of bombastic things that maybe he shouldn't, but some of us were feeling the things he says that we didn't say to people that was going on in politics. And you know, his biggest cheers he gets is, he don't even have to say crooked media anymore. He just brings up the media, and the people that connect with him go boo, boo.
But Dan, here's the thing. And when he started out, I mean, I think his rallies had a lot of enthusiasm. But right now, all they are is insults. They're complaining about things that he feels is unfair to him. When does he talk about his goals and his dreams, where he'd like to go next, what things he'd like to see for the American people? He only mentions, if he mentions them at all, in passing. And then it's on to calling somebody names or making up nicknames for people. You know, if he was more substantive, I mean, I like him. With respect to policy, but I could really like him if he would stop this nastiness.
Yeah. Well, he does talk positive about, if you watch, you know, I admit I watched almost every rally he ever had except maybe two. And he does, yeah, a lot of them bring up the same topics, but there's always something new. Like, the last rally, he brought up he's working on his trade agreements with China. He does bring up a lot of the positives, and he talked about how Mexico is helping us with this border crossing. They're doing more than some other people in the administration.
Right, but the Democrats are talking about impeaching Trump, and Trump's talking about the things he thinks he's accomplished, some of which he has, some of which he's exaggerating, some of which he hasn't. You know, but who's talking on either side about real aspirations of the American people, the things that are important? For example, the Democratic debate last night didn't touch on immigration at all, and yet 13% of the American people feel that's a major issue. They didn't talk about the environment in any great detail. You know, they didn't talk about the Green New Deal, which when I brought it up earlier off mic to Mark, he said, the Green Deal's dead, Joe. Move on. Didn't you say that to me?
I did.
Okay.
It is dead. It was voted down.
Because here,
Joe, I want to know where we're going. I know where we've been. I want to know where we're going.
You know, we're not going to go for the Trump people. Most of them don't believe in the Green New Deal. I believe exactly what Trump says. It's a hoax.
Dan,
it's the government's way to get more control over my life, and we don't want more government control over our life. We want the free enterprise system to work.
All right, we got
Trump,
you.
Trump, a positive thing Trump said, and it's like he got 153 new judges. into office, and he talks about his positive things a lot, and you can guarantee they'll be constructionists. They won't be rewriting, trying to make change the Constitution and the laws we already have. He mentions a lot of positives. I know he goes over his routine, but actually, the Trump people, they agree with him on the press today is terrible. You don't have much of a press anymore.
All right, we got to stop you there.
And you guys have a good one.
You
good
too.
Talking with you.
Thank you so much.
I got a big kick out of the fact now that the apparently the squad is going to endorse Bernie.
Oh, good.
And Bernie last week, I believe, in a statement called Elizabeth Warren, of all things, a capitalist.
Hmm.
Oh, and that apparently sealed the deal
know.
For them.
he's worth millions.
So we have a
bottom text.
I like this text. It says, debate. What debate? There's still baseball on, baby.
Thank
another,
you.
Another
yeah, good point.
Says,
Nationals are headed into the World Series.
Good for them.
Yankees in Houston still battling it out.
And then one of our other writers says, I just fell out of my chair laughing when Mark stated O'Rourke had a good debate. I would not vote for this guy to run my kid's Little League organization. Ha, 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 ha. I wouldn't vote for him to organize a one-car funeral, as they used to say.
Oh, come on. All right, so you weren't impressed with Beto O'Rourke. That's fine. Moving on.
It's time for him to move out. And then Butterbread, our friend, says, a couple of years ago, a joke of Kathy Griffith holding Trump's severed head had conservatives all in an uproar. This is offensive, they cried. Where is the civility? The outrage was endless. A couple of days ago, a video parody featuring dear leader Trump brutally murdering his enemy circulated, and conservatives are oddly quiet about it. Where are the calls for civility now? Where's the outrage? Difference is Kathy Griffin did that on her own. Donald Trump had nothing to do with this video.
All right. To be continued. We have open phones during the 9 a.m. hour. We'll wrap up our debate, impeachment, and President Trump buffoonery segment, and we'll get into some other topics. We got news headlines coming up, too. Rob Sanders, the fabulous producer. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. This is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from me. Rob Setter's on the other side of the glass. I get a day off tomorrow, so Joe will be in Catbird's seat and Steve Kushiloff will be here. So please enjoy our On the Mark show tomorrow with a substitute panel. On the Mark sponsor.
I'm not a substitute.
Well,
Steve
is
like
a
whole panel. We have a substitute co-host.
Okay.
Get it straight. You're not. Don't even know what day this is. You think it's Thursday.
Oh, boy. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is wide open. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. We talked about the Democratic debate in our first segment, and you're welcome to let us know who you think won. We looked at some of the Fox News commentators last night. They, too, agreed that Beto O'Rourke basically bottomed out last night. Andrew Yang and Mr. Layton, the billionaire, what's his last name?
Steyer.
Steyer, thank you. Mm-hmm. All did poorly. So
this is Wednesday.
Those are the bottom dwellers. Yeah, I'm aware. let's see. So call us now. What did you think about that? On the Mark is on the air now. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. You can call our toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. Some brief news headlines. We have a slowdown on I-80 eastbound at mile marker 215. That's Limestoneville. That's because of some construction there. That's been slow all morning long. We've been talking about that in our road report. That is the new location for the old delays that have been happening primarily in the afternoon on Interstate 80. Geisinger said Tuesday they're handing over ownership of one of their hospitals to Penn State Health. In a news release Tuesday, Geisinger announced that they're giving Holy Spirit Health System to Penn State Health as of July 2020. The Mocantongo Valley Farm in Pittman in Northumberland County officially sending a Christmas tree to the White House. Tuesday, White House officials selected the Douglas fir, about 24 feet tall, to be in the White House Blue Room. Larry Snyder is owner of Mocantongo Valley Farms.
I'm very honored to represent all the tree growers of America in providing this tree. It has extremely good shape and color.
Snyder and his family will be heading to the White House when the tree is delivered and presented to the First Lady, Melania Trump. If you saw some of the pictures on in WKOK.com, it is a perfect Christmas tree. It's like absolutely perfectly conical all the way around, so it's just a super-looking tree. All right, some other news headlines. Attorneys are considering offering jail diversion to a 13-year-old Kansas girl who was arrested last week because she pointed a finger gun, an imaginary finger gun, at classmates. The Kansas City Star reports diversion from jail into a probationary-type program was discussed Tuesday during a juvenile court hearing for the Overland Park eighth grader who's charged with felony threatening. Another court hearing was scheduled for December 17th. The girl's mother told the Star last week that on September 18th, a boy asked her daughter who she would kill if she could kill five classmates. The girl reportedly made the imaginary gun with her fingers and pointed it at four students, then herself. The AP not identifying the mother to protect the girl's identity. Police confirmed the mother's story but said that there are more facts that they could not disclose.
So what charges did they file against the person who asked her who she would kill? Seems like he was inciting the violence.
Baiting, right. I don't know. Under diversion, the charge would be dismissed if the girl successfully meets certain conditions set by authorities. The most serious sentence is felony threatening would be a year in probation unless the girl violated the probation requirements, which could result in her being sent to juvenile detention. And let's see, finally, ABC News is apologizing for airing a video that it said depicted a Turkish attack on Kurds in Syria, but instead it was actually some video shot in Kentucky. The brief isn't this funny story?
And then people wonder why the news media gets criticized, right?
The brief footage was aired on the World News Tonight Sunday and Good Morning America Monday. The network said it appears to show the fury of the Turkish attack. ABC, what it actually shows is some military exercises in Kentucky. ABC said it relied on an outside source that it would not identify for the material. It gave no immediate explanation Tuesday for how it got through. The mistake was first noticed by conservative media, which had suggested ABC was trying to make President Trump look bad. Trump has been criticized for withdrawing U.S. troops from Syria, enabling Turkey to attack. ABC had no comment on the accusations.
No, we just hired some outside company. We didn't check them out. We just let them put stuff on our air.
Yes.
But we had no fault in it at all. It wasn't us.
We have some fresh pictures here of the Seven Years' War.
Right.
All right.
We have the Peloponnesian Wars, videotape at 11 tonight.
This is apparently, now, if you see a thermos in the background, that's actually some sort of a container they had back then. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Joe, where's the logical next step?
What, for that?
For this show.
For this show, well, we have some emails and we have a caller, Bill from Bloomsburg. So we'll take Bill. He's on the debate topic. Bill, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I get a kick out of the next morning. It's like, who had a good debate? And they automatically, whoever had the best debate, will jump 10 points or this way or 15 points in the polls. And it's such a joke. I mean, you should run on merit. And if the Democrats had any credibility, they would have not allowed Biden to step foot on that stage. I mean, that is such a sham as far as, you know, what they're presenting. And he has no merit. I mean, he's proven that he's corrupt, and they're going after the president. And why was he even on a stage? That I don't understand.
But every time they say, every time they bring up Joe Biden and the issue, they always say debunked or unfounded.
By the media.
Yeah,
not
the media does it.
Nobody else, not by Congress, by the media.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. It's a conundrum.
Right, and these other ones, give this away, give that away. In regards to taxes, I mean, they want free this, free that, open borders. You know, if they open borders, you know that within 5 to 10 years that every district around here would be putting add-ons to all the school buildings for the influx of people coming in and children. How's the taxes and tax, give it away free health care? How it happened in Sweden is their school system's in shambles because they had to double their schools. Like, you just bring everybody, like, they didn't even bring the wall up last night. But they want to tear the wall down.
That's not true. And I actually think you know that that's not true. And I think you actually know that the candidates don't want open borders, but you're spreading. No, nope, they don't.
They raise their hands. Free health care. Everybody come over.
Nope.
They did it like 2 or 3 debates ago.
Not true.
They put up their hands. All of them said they wanted to give health care to illegal immigrants. That doesn't bother you?
They're not interested in opening up the borders. Everybody in the world isn't going to get free health care. But that's all right. If you guys want to think that's fine. You're not Democratic
voters.
That's
what they said.
It doesn't work.
They put their hands up.
Matter.
People said that's what they said they wanted to do.
Look, they may have had a hands call about health care. They may be interested in free health care for Americans.
And for illegal immigrants. There's no open borders,
no free health care for anybody who sneaks in the country.
Oh, I hate to tell you, but they all raised their hands, Mark.
That's what they want. All right. That's what they're running on.
All right, moving on. We'll agree to disagree. Go ahead, Bill. You have the floor.
Bill? Well, that's basically it. I mean, it was comedy hour. They put you to sleep last night. They kept it on for like 4 hours. I mean, it's unbelievable. The first 17 minutes that they had a debate was they agreed on every one of them went down the line and bashed Trump. It was horrendous.
What would you expect a Democrat debate to look like? What would an ideal Democratic debate have been?
Right now, the Democratic debate is for the Democrats. They're running against themselves. they got to make it. They got to make it to the final cut before they could go to against Trump. He shouldn't even be coming up. It should all be like me. It's me against you, against you, against you. They should be going against each other and I mean, they try here and there with these health care plans, but it's hilarious.
Well, they should, Bill, you're right. They should be going against each other. But also, I think it's fair to say that to win the nomination, they have to convince the Democratic rank and file that they're capable of beating the president. And I think to the extent that they talk about that, it's a reasonable thing for them to do.
Well, and I think they're doing some campaigning for whomever is selected, making it clear that any one of them, including some of their opponents in the primary system, could be a better president than President Trump is.
Well, that's a subjective argument. The question is which one could
be. The purpose of an election is to be subjective and to pick the person you want.
But no, it's to pick the person who thinks it.
Who's your front runner in the Democrat?
Oh, I wouldn't say. I don't know that I have a front runner. I certainly like Elizabeth Warren. Let's see, Pete Buttigieg did fine last night.
She'd be our first Native American
Kamala
president.
Harris, Tulsi Gabbard. I think those would probably be my
top picks
at the moment.
Listen, they have it against her, right? I think she's their best hope to win. And they won't give her the time of day.
Yeah, did you see how little time she got?
She's not bought and paid for. She's not corrupt like the big shots are on that stage.
I agree with you. Yeah,
she can at least be objective about the issues,
which is
more than some of them.
If they would work with her, I think she would be the one. But they don't want no parts of her.
Yeah. If you had to vote for one, Bill, would there be one that you could hold your nose and vote for?
If I voted for one of them Democrats on the stage, it would be Gabbard.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, good choice.
I'm with you.
All right, thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate the call. Super call. Lance, you get 60 seconds. Go.
Okay. Doesn't it seem ironic that we're having a drink, alcohol for health fundraiser?
What are you talking about?
He's talking about drinks for pink.
We're talking about the debate. Call back. Send us an email.
We've had enough on alcohol for one day.
Jeez Louise. All right, emails.
Okay, I agree with your one caller that Trump pulled these troops out to help Putin and Saudi Arabia and ISIS. Their blood rests on his watch. We have been called the United States of Cowards. Thanks, Trump. Who called us that? I haven't heard anybody call us that.
Well,
have you?
Somebody must be.
Well, apparently our writer
is. Well, there's people that are extremely upset about the president's policy of pulling out. I think Vladimir Putin is the most excited. In fact, this is probably some sort of a deal that the president has with Putin. Putin says, okay, I will influence the 2020 election if and only if you let me move into Turkey. and Syria. So if you leave, I'll move in. Is that all right? And the president says, okay, please influence the election. I'll get out of Syria, and then you can move in.
Oh, brother.
How about that?
No, I don't buy that.
Well, that's what he did in 2016.
Did Mark just say, given the opportunity, she would answer directly, will middle class taxes go up? How many opportunities does she need, Mark? Good question. She's had plenty of them, and she's danced away from every one of them.
She's answered it.
She is a tap dancer extraordinaire.
One more email, and then we're going to take a break.
Okay. Funny how you get the same callers every day calling in to support and pray this corrupt president. They ignore the lies and inexperience of this man, someone who would not even be in office. I guess this is his base who will support him no matter what he says or does. We certainly live in scary times.
Well, Fox News got him all riled up. Plus, he talks about, like, he does the open
that's
borders
right. Blame
thing.
Fox News for everything. You know,
I think they're a factor. Well, so I think talk radio is a factor. There's a lot of things that have Americans strongly supporting Trump. And, of course, Rush Limbaugh is part of the problem. All right, we're going to take a quickie break.
He is. Yeah. Oh, I can hardly wait to hear you explain that.
1-800-795-9565. We were talking about the debate last night. Give us a buzz. You could squeeze in an impeachment remark, if you so chose, that relates to our good president. 1-800-795-9565. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We got a slew of emails and
texts. Oh, we do. I like this one. I got a kick out of Biden. Stated people clip coupons for the stock market. Yeah, you know, let's get our record players, too. Bring out the Victrolas and get them going. Well, I did. You know.
Well, I watched most of it, but I didn't see all of it.
Well, okay. Well,
it also ends after my bedtime, as it did for you.
Well, that's why I said I DVR'd what I wanted to see.
What's next?
Joanne from Sunbury says, USA folks don't watch world news. Our friends overseas have a better handle on the Trump dynasty than we do. They see how he is unable to work with allies, to consider the positions of peers, to weigh pros and cons, to admit that he may be wrong or that someone else may be right or have a better idea than his. They see that he is very easily manipulated by flattery, his picture projected on a huge building by the Saudis, love letters from Kim, Vlad calling him a genius, and likely more gushing during private contacts and phone calls. And he's wooed, too, by the opportunity to make big money. Little else matters. They see that our leaving Syria was a birthday gift to Vlad. He announced it on October 7th, Vlad's birthday. As Michael Cohen said, he speaks in code. He kept repeating that it was Xi Jinping's birthday on that day, a message to Vlad that our European allies noticed. They've always been suspicious of the private meetings with Putin while they were being dissed. They always connected the dots. We should start. Signed, Joanne.
Yep, I think Vladimir Putin says, I'll win you the next election if and only if you get the heck out of Syria so I can move in. And guess who the Syrians are seeking help from? The Russians.
Well, yeah, it's a miracle. Do you blame them?
Well, yeah, no, they need it. You're right. They can't defend themselves.
I mean,
there's no argument there.
I think we've definitely hurt the Kurds. Now we're sending Pence and Pompeo over there to try and get Turkey to stop what they're doing. The thing is, if we hadn't pulled our troops out, they wouldn't have started.
Well, yeah, I don't think we hurt the Kurds. I think we killed a few of them. But we hurt our whole standing in the globe. Our word is not your word is your bond. That's if you're going to help somebody, you help them. You don't just suddenly pull out because some other president asked you to.
Why? The Democrats wanted to abandon Israel.
Oh, God. Let's not. There's no equivalency there.
Oh, no, besides, of course not.
There, I guarantee you, if we were to eventually drop our close ties with Israel that we've had over the century, we would not one day be there fighting, helping, being that blockade that's preventing significant violence, and the next day disappear.
We might be if it was politically expedient.
All right.
Tennessee, the Democrats have a good chance to win in 2020. Let Trump keep lying about Biden and not talking about his lies. And one of our other texters says, you should run on merit, says the Trump supporter. He is incapable of recognizing the irony. And another one says, it was the Saudis who called our reporters cowards.
Called our reporters cowards or called us cowards?
Well, the story that we read earlier said called us cowards, but this is saying they called our reporters cowards.
Maybe they told our reporters.
I don't know which reporters
cowards.
Are cowards, but there are some who are.
Cowardice,
I have no doubt.
Reporters. Okay. All right. We'll take more comers, calls, emails. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
Yep. Now, how much of the debate would you have watched if you didn't watch all 3 hours? Don't you think that was too long and too many people?
Well, I don't think it's too long if you're looking for information and to find out what's new and to find out how they hold up, or you wanted to try to see what Tulsi Gabbard stood for, which they did give her like 5 30-second opportunities at the mic, which was ridiculously too few. And Warren and Biden and O'Rourke dominated the mic, which was ridiculous.
Well, Doug
they should have at least been fair about it.
Doug Schoen, who's he's conservative, but he's a I think a very fair writer,
like a natural born listener.
I don't know about that, but he said he came out with who the big winners and the big losers were. The big winner, he thinks, was Elizabeth Warren. Warren's strong performance will likely solidify her front runner status ahead of Biden and Sanders. She emerged the clear winner of the night by showing she was sharp and prepared as she fended off attacks from candidates who were looking to cut into her polling lead. Even during the heated exchanges over health care and a wealth tax, Warren was able to turn attacks leveled against her around and still deliver the best answers of the evening. Warren questioned why other candidates, quote, think it is more important to protect billionaires than to invest in Americans when responding to an attack on her plan for a wealth tax. And importantly, Warren remained the focal point of the debate, speaking for the most amount of time of all the candidates. And if you were going to make a pun, a bad one, you would say, well, she is a woman. The old joke about women talking all the time.
Never women mind. Do Never. Talk more than men. But
okay.
That's
well, they have more.
Topic.
They have more words than men do. The senator from Massachusetts now has an unmatched fundraising and polling momentum, along with a series of strong debate performances. This, coupled with the fact that Biden and Sanders have been weakened in dissimilar but debilitating ways recently, almost guarantees that Warren will take over as the front runner. The surprise winner was Bernie Sanders. Sanders had faced a precipitous decline in the most recent polls, given the significant questions about his health and stamina following his recent heart attack. However, Sanders delivered a strong, forceful performance in the debate, succeeded in showing voters that he has not lost a step, making him the second-place finisher of the night. But it's clear that Warren has supplanted Sanders as the leader of the progressive movement in the Democratic field. As a result, it will be difficult, if not impossible, for Sanders to reestablish himself ahead of Warren, especially now that the squad is going to give their endorsement to Sanders.
Now we got a horse race.
That's going to hurt him, I think.
I thought he looked super. I was looking for even the slightest inkling that he might be in any way aging, and I didn't see it last night.
Yeah,
so
I didn't either. I mean, he did look stronger than I thought he would. The other surprise winner was Pete Buttigieg. He has been called the breakout star of the Democratic field, though he has recently struggled to distinguish himself. He had several strong moments in the Tuesday night debate. He was able to make a compelling case as a young center-left candidate from a swing state with a military background. Buttigieg was particularly strong during a tense exchange with Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii over President Trump's decision to withdraw troops from northern Syria, delivering a response that elicited cheers from the audience. Respectfully, Congresswoman, I think that is dead wrong, the mayor said. The slaughter going on in Syria is not a consequence of American presence. It's a consequence of a withdrawal and betrayal by this president of American allies and American values. Ultimately, Buttigieg's performance will likely result in a post-debate polling bump with moderate voters, especially given Biden
Biden's relatively weak debate performance. The big loser, Joe Biden, according to our writer. All eyes, particularly those of Democratic leaders, strategists, and donors, were on Biden, who needed to deliver a strong performance to reassure voters that he is ready for a general election fight against Trump. However, Biden was unable to break through and deliver a forceful showing that he needed, dodging a question regarding his son's work with Ukraine and delivering several other uneven answers throughout the night. With each passing day, Biden seems to move further from securing the Democratic presidential nomination, and his unimpressive performance Tuesday night will likely result in a post-debate polling decline. The other losers they saw were Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Gabbard, Castro, Steyer, Booker, O'Rourke, and Yang.
Okay. So, well, yeah, and that's a good, I like that. That's an interesting column. I think you can definitely start to see that some real emergent, there's an emergence of individuals who are going to be the leaders in the long run in this, not just Biden, who was, you know, strictly popular, and a lot of people felt he should have run in 2016, but this is a real, you know, you see some real answers here and some real substantial issues.
You think America
about.
Is ready for a female Native American president?
I think America is ready for anybody who was on that stage last night. Even who do you think was the worst of the worst of the worst last night? Steyer's? He would be 20 times better than President Trump day.
Oh, come on. You got to be kidding me.
Anybody could see that. All right, we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@kok.com. We're on topic here. One individual sends us a text, says, oh boy, if Warren is the nominee, Trump may well prepare his acceptance speech for 2021. Another one says, yes, the Saudis told our reporters Americans are cowards for having pulled out of Syria.
That's not the world saying we're cowards. That's one person's.
I think the world's pretty unanimous about this. I don't know about the coward word. That seems a little strong. I just think militarily it's a mistake. I don't like war. This is one of those fabulous points where we take a stand in the U.S. and we do serve as an individual country or a people's police force and help them, advise them, assist them, and prevent countless increases in violence just by being present. I know U.S. soldiers have been killed there, so it's not without any risk to us. But the overall benefit to democracy and to our world is significant. So I think the pullout of Syria was ill thought out. What do we have? What is this? Have you looked at this?
Oh, yeah, no. That was something else we had. But, yeah, we have some other issues we can talk about. If folks don't want to discuss the debate last night, if
right.
we run
That's
that topic
it.
Into the ground, we have some others we can run into the ground at high speed as well.
All right. Well, let's take a quickie break. When we come back, we'll be enjoying open phones. We can talk about the debate if somebody rolls up to the driveway and is ready to talk about that. Our driveway is our toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@kok.com, and you can text into the empty text bank at 70236. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the debate and President Trump. Text.
One of the texters says, in my eyes, the Trump administration are the cowards, said Bob. Bob says that.
I don't know if it's a coward. I just think it's terrible precedent. It's rotten policy. It's bad for soldiers. Tulsi pointed it out quite effectively last night that it's a slap in the face to anybody who served. Lance, you are on the mark. Or, I'm sorry,
well,
Chris.
I think
Chris, I'm sorry.
You have me?
Yes, yep. Sorry about that.
It sounded like my phone clicked.
Lance is waiting, but you're on the mark.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought the debate was surprisingly good considering the number of candidates on stage and the length. And I think the article you read there was a fair summation of who did well and who didn't. I was particularly disappointed in Biden. He didn't seem to be able to get his words out of his mouth. What he was saying wasn't bad, but he just wasn't very good at saying it.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
But last debate, I disagreed with conventional wisdom on who won and who lost. Everybody was saying Warren did lousy in that last debate, and I thought she did quite well, and she was the big winner once the popularity polls post-debate came out. So I don't know whether the experts will be equally wrong this time, because I think they had it right this time. But last time I thought they were wrong, and in terms of how the polls went afterwards, they were. So we'll see how it works out this time.
What did you think of Beto O'Rourke? I was impressed with him, but as near as I can tell, I was the only one.
Yeah, I think you probably were.
Okay.
He was the punching bag for the night.
I mean, he was less impressive than he was in his early days, I think. Let's put it that way.
Well, Elizabeth Warren spoke longer.
I don't see anything wrong with, what's his name, the new guy, the impeachment guy?
Steyer.
Was on stage.
Yeah,
Steyer.
Tom Steyer.
Steyer. I thought he did pretty well. He got the least amount of time to speak. And by the way, the next four were all about 8.5 minutes. He was 7.5 minutes or so. And then everybody was between 11 and 13, except for Warren at
31.
I think
23.
Or 23.
Bernie
23.
At 16 and Warren at 23. And that's because everybody was attacking her, and you get to answer back when you're attacked. So I thought that time-wise it was spread out relatively fairly. I would have liked to see more of Yang. I thought Yang did well, actually. I don't think you and Mark, Joe and Mark, thought that, but I thought Yang was very good.
Let me ask
He's
you a
quick increasing Chris, in popularity too as the polls go on.
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you think 12 people were too many? Should they have cut it down?
Oh,
going
I think
forward?
12 people are too many, but they actually, by making it 3.5 hours and. It worked out much better than I thought it was going to, because I thought it worked better than the two sets of 10 or 12 they had before, and it had one more person, or three more people, whichever it was. I don't remember if it was two sets of 10 or two sets of 12 before, but I think it was 10. And I thought that was too many, but I thought that, and it didn't work well, but last night it seemed to work fairly decently with 13, but, you know, that limits everybody's time, and there's some inherent limitations there. But you don't want to cut out the lower ranks this early.
I'd be interested in seeing.
You want to give people a chance.
I'd be interested in seeing the ratings for the entire length of the program. I would suspect they went down dramatically.
I would think they were pretty low.
Yeah,
would be my suspicion.
Especially with the baseball games on.
the Cardinal game was over before it started, and I think the Yankee game was just about over when the debate started. Is that right?
No, I thought they were.
I couldn't tell you.
I thought there was some overlap, but I could be wrong. I wasn't watching baseball.
Well, the Cardinal game was over by the score. They dropped down 3-0 in the first inning, and they're down 3-0. So, you know, that didn't make that game very exciting.
True that. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yesterday, I thought the guy was saying that the farmers were the ones that handed down the traditions of the stories of the Greeks, not the making up myths that are now forgotten about how the tablets or statues got to be there. But I still thought that article was pretty ludicrous, really. I mean, people build. Roads are hard to build because the country's built up, and if you want real excitement, real new, you need a new area to build, and where you have that is the internet and whatnot.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate
your call, as
very
always.
Much appreciated. Where are we going here on the debate? Why don't you read an email, and then we got Joe ready to go.
Okay. Have either of you ever known anyone who has participated in these media polls? The debate was last night, and have poll results already? Unreal. I think polls in the category of fake news, or I put polls in the category of fake news. What do you think? Well, you know, I think they serve some kind of a purpose. I mean, a lot of them. The story we read was an opinion piece by a guy who follows the news and the candidates quite carefully. As for the polls, is there really a poll out today that said
who won? I have not
heard.
No, I don't think yet.
What I was reading wasn't a poll to our listener.
And when we said candidate who spoke so little, Steyer, was at 7 minutes and Elizabeth Warren was at 23 minutes, that's timing. Washington Post ran a clock on each so that you could get a sense on who got called on. But that's inherently...
Well, I think Chris made the point that if you get attacked, you're allowed to respond. And
okay,
apparently
well,
everybody attacked her, and she was allowed to respond.
Right, and nobody attacked Steyer, so he had no need to respond. I guess there's an element to that. All right, Joe, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I've seen some of the debate, and I was interested in the health care when they talked about that. And if I could just ask either one, I know you both watched some of it or most of it. The four, I'll just take four of the candidates with... Buttigieg, his idea is health care for those who want it and leave the commercial health care, like for the unions and workers, that leave that alone. Elizabeth Warren was health care for all. Joe Biden was to support the Obamacare. And then Bernie was health care for all, but his is different from Warren's in that he admits that there'll be a tax. If I got, you know, in a nutshell, those four, Warren doesn't really want to admit. She says the rich in corporate America will pay for the health care for all. So my question then, or discussion, would be how Bernie last night, if I recall, had said that you won't have any more deductibles, you won't have any more copays, so out of pocket for the citizen will be nothing, if I got that right. I mean, I think he made that pretty clear. But your taxes will go up. And he said that you'll have a substantial savings, you know, from your health care. Say I pay $5,000 a year to my health insurance. But in his plan, I would pay maybe like $3,000 or $2,500. He says you'll have substantial savings, but all that money that has to go from out of pocket goes to your taxes. And how does he think that filtering that through the government, who's missing out on my $2,000 a year? I'm saving $2,000 a year, but... I'll pay $3,000 in taxes for my health care. Is that kind of what Bernie says?
I wouldn't be able to interpret Bernie's health care plan.
But he is saying that you'll have substantial savings.
Right, you'll save on your health care, but you'll pay more in taxes.
Pocket, but yet you'll pay higher taxes.
But the overall cost of it, estimated by, I guess, people who know what they're doing, is $32.1 trillion.
Right.
That's a lot of money to
come
up with.
I mean, I don't want to debate that because that doesn't even come up. But just in general, how are you going to filter health care through the federal government and have a savings of substantial, which is, you know, a nebulous word. You know, he won't come out and say 2,000. But just how would that even happen? I don't even understand. And then who's going to be missing out on my $2,000 a year? Somebody's going to be... losing $2,000. I mean, it's crazy to think that your health care is going to go down if you filter it through the federal government.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, look at the Veterans Administration as a good example. Their hospitals. I mean, how terrible the news has been coming out of them in the past.
And one of your good callers brings up the Native Americans who have to deal with. Whatever, you know, their type of health care through the government. It makes no sense that you would eliminate, say you're $5,000, and you're going to pay substantially less. You're going to save money by going through the government. Somebody's going to be losing money, and I don't know how that works, seriously. But
all right, we got you.
Pete, I think Pete Buttigieg is on to something for votes about his split, right? Because he says Medicare for those who want it, and then Warren says you can't do that because you'll leave people out. But not if you want it. If you just say I want it,
opt in,
then
right.
You get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you have, like, through your union or through, you know, your employer, you have it there. So that's insurance for all.
But I don't believe we believe anymore the if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
No, idea. I don't. I'm not supporting it, but I just find it confounding how you think you can eliminate all the out-of-pocket for one person or anybody, all these people. Go through the. So that's. I watched it. I thought it was interesting enough. I was surfing also, but maybe I'll pick up a little bit what the talking heads have to say. But that's just my take on that, which is a big issue, is health care, and they did touch on it a little bit. But I thought that those four were interesting how they addressed it. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank
good
you.
Appreciate your call, Joe.
All right. Lance, you're on the mark. Something about the president?
Okay, I tried my et cetera to start with, and I'm sorry about that. I will try to absolutely keep on topic. Okay, here we go. These are sort of excerpts that absolutely are the way I feel about Trump. Donald Trump isn't a clown or an actor, a savior. He is, however, someone in touch with a little guy more than anyone in D.C. He resonates with them, he employs them, and pays them and protects them. We recognize that beneath the bravado, there is an accomplished businessman, a shrewd negotiator, and a champion of America who is willing to take on the Republican establishment and make fun of our politically correct society. And that's what makes Trump Trump.
Who wrote that?
These are letters from different folks that were written to a major newspaper.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Well, we can't argue with any of that.
No.
Thank you so much.
You could argue with that. You probably would argue with that.
Well, I don't think some of the observations I agree with, but nonetheless, there are definitely people's opinions, and
well,
I
that
think
we'll agree on.
You
they
could
are
argue
opinions.
That these things are true. There's no argument about that. He's still a buffoon. That's the big problem, and he still turned America into a coward by pulling out of Syria.
Oh, I mean, come.
But your 401k is fine, and he's in touch with the little guy.
Come now, Mark. Let's get real.
His appeal to the little guy, so to speak, is because of his brash remarks and so on. All right, we're going to take a quick break while Joe figures out how to reorient the screen. All right, we'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. What?
I'm just humming along with the song. Boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom.
What is that, a synthesizer?
I don't know. Whatever it is. We have several emails and texts, and then we have a caller. Mike Bowling says, Trump is right again. Since Obama drew the red line to keep the Syrian government from killing civilians, we have never been able to do what needs to be done in Syria. The Kurds live in Turkey, Iraq, and Syria. They want their own country made from territories from three other countries, and I don't believe it's ever going to happen. They will fight with us as our allies as long as it gets them towards their goal of an independent country. I believe the Kurds were promised after the World War I to have their own country. This never happened, and where are the Europeans when it comes to an old promise?
All right, Mike. Well, your dear leader has broken dozens of promises by pulling out in such a rapid fashion. The fact of what Mike says is absolutely true. There's no argument there. But when the U.S. says it's going to do something, when they fight beside you and say, help us vanquish a common enemy, we should at least keep up our side of the bargain. That's what you don't get, Mike. It's perfectly good that we very slowly and methodically get out of all of our endless wars around the world. The president is absolutely right in that regard. But to just drop, stop, and pull out and say, fine, get bombed, see you guys later, that's totally wrong in every way. Whether they fought at Normandy with us or not, that's a ridiculous reason. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. When Lance was talking, I was saying, amen, brother. Keep right on preaching. That's why we voted for Trump. But last night on the debate, the one thing I did bring up was in the beginning of the program, they were talking about $32 trillion or whatever it was over 10 years. I went, got my wallet out, and I put it in the safe and hid it deep. Then later on in the program, they were talking about taking my AR-15 and taking AK-47, so I had to go and put that in the safe. The one thing they didn't bring up was my Bible, but if they'd have went on long enough, I'm sure they would have got to my Bible. We got to take that too. So that's my takeaway from the debate. They want to take my freedom and take my money, and that's what I took away.
In what way would a Democratic president from that panel take away your freedom?
Well, Elizabeth Warren talked at one of her programs I saw. She talked about some things in Christianity aren't going to be permitted anymore. We can't preach on them, like they can't preach on homosexuality. They can't preach. In other words, they'll take away your tax exempt status if you preach, if certain churches bring up homosexuality as they name it, a sin.
Well, that's a good idea for any reason.
And,
universities, churches shouldn't have a tax-exempt status anyway.
I disagree strongly with that, but I think they should have tax-exempt status, and they should have the freedom to preach whatever they want.
Why should a church have a Dan, why should a church have a tax-exempt status?
Because they brought the greater good for America as we see it stand right now.
Okay, so
if it wouldn't be for the church, the gospel of Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be living in the freedom that we still enjoy.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to call your radio program.
What does that have to do with taxes? Why are you immune to taxes because you've helped become one of the nation's strongest, most resilient institutions? I don't get the connection.
It gave them the freedom to preach without having to pay taxes to the government.
Okay, yeah. A lot of people don't. Okay, that's
fine. Does that make any sense?
Well, no, but not to me.
But Jesus did say...
But to me, it does.
Didn't Jesus say, render under Caesar that which is Caesar's?
Yeah,
Caesar
absolutely
has a right to his taxes.
So if you want to...
Guess what, Joe? I paid my taxes all them years. I paid my taxes to Caesar. I shouldn't have to pay them again because they tax the church I belong to.
That's the way the world works. You pay taxes a couple of times. You know, you pay taxes when you earn your money, then you pay taxes when you buy a vehicle or when you buy something, and then that company has to pay taxes.
But you know, the churches get the benefit of municipal services, the roads that let people get to the church door, the police protection, the fire protection. To some extent, I mean, I don't know that we should tax them, but I think they should pay something in lieu of taxes to help support.
Profit rate
right.
Or something.
Every member of that church is paying taxes, and most of us give donations to the fire company. Every good church member will give a donation to the fire company, and we're paying for the gas tax and so that way we are paying our fair share.
All right, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Alrighty.
Thank you, sir. That's
Take
a
care.
Perfect topic on the startup tomorrow, why churches should pay taxes. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Joe will be here. I will not. This is WKOK Sunday.